God's Word in a Time of Grieving. Ladies and gentlemen, we bring you God's Word of comfort and peace in seasons of sadness and mourning. Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Isaiah 40. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Psalm 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Psalm 86. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. But thou, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. Psalm 116. I love the Lord, because he has heard my voice and my supplications, because he has inclined his ear unto me. Therefore I will call upon him as long as I live. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous, and yes, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Jeremiah 29. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Isaiah 40. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Isaiah 49. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains. For the Lord has comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. Isaiah 61. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, and oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Psalm 119. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. Psalm 77. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. Psalm 118. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Isaiah 66. As one whom his mother comforts, so will I comfort you, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem. Jeremiah 31. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together. For I will turn their mourning into joy, and I will comfort them, and make them rejoice from their sorrow. Psalm 147. He healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. Matthew 5. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Romans 15. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Isaiah 54. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. Romans 8. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Psalm 119. Let my cry come near before thee. O Lord, give me understanding according to thy word. Joshua 1. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Job 5. To set up on high those that be low, and those which mourn may be exalted to safety. Psalm 90. The days of our years are 80 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. 2 Corinthians. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Psalm 121. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Matthew 11. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
With all your heart, you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. Draw near to me, humble yourself. To prosper you and not to harm you. future, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
Psalm 55. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Psalm 130. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. Isaiah 43. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, you shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Mark 9. And Jesus said unto him, If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. John 16. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that you shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. And you shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. And you now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man can take from you. Revelation 21. and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Psalm 119. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delight. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. 1 Corinthians 15. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? John 16. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Psalm 6. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Psalm 25. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. 1 Thessalonians 4. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Psalm 27. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. 1 Corinthians 13. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in truth. Beareth all things, believe all things, hope all things, and endureth all things. Psalm 6. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. I am weary with my groaning all the night. I make my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Ecclesiastes 7. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a time to weep and to mourn, but we are not to grieve as others with no hope. Listen to what the Lord said to one of his followers. Luke 9. And he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. Psalm 100. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that has made us, not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. 1 John 4. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Psalm 25. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Proverbs 14. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous has hope in his death. Proverbs 18. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? First John 5. And this is the record, that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. 1 John 4. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. 1 John 2. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. 2 Peter 1. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Luke 2. Lord, now let thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Isaiah 9. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. 2 Timothy 1. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Isaiah 61. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. John 6. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. John 10. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I will give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man take them out of my hand. John 3. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 14. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. 2 Corinthians 1. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raises the dead. 2 Corinthians 13. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all, in Jesus' name. God bless you all.
Is enough to save and set you free.